This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Fraley. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Presley strikes out the first man he faces. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him in the high hard one. And that is out number two. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Presley works 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. It's all over. The Cubs are 15 games above 500 and run a very successful homestand. The Cubs against Colorado and Cincinnati win 5 out of the 6 games.
Okay, I love this call for so many reasons. That is Pat Hughes. Of course, he, Ron Coomer, Zach Zaidman, and the crew all got to sing. Did you guys see them sing the seventh inning stretch on Saturday, by the way? How good was
that? I did indeed. They were lovely.
And Paul was lead mic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Paul Zerang was leading it. I was proud of Paul.
Yeah, attaboy, Paul. I think he said tree and everything. Did you guys see that? I had a good kick out of that. So, shout out to 670 The Score for stretch.
Yeah, we're
week.
Just the home of the seventh inning stretch now. Look
yes,
at us.
Yes.
I don't hate it.
Can't wait until Paul gets the same emails I do about it.
They're undefeated when we do our thing as a station, right?
The fear that I had in the 11th inning when we had sung Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, that they were going to lose the game?
The Cubs were trailing, and I was like, we'll never be allowed back in here. Because how do you lose to the Rockies?
Matt Shaw wasn't going to let that happen, Layla.
Matt Shaw didn't let it happen. But my favorite reason for that call that we just heard was not, it was not Pat Hughes' artful ways on the mic. That's a given. It was the fact that after every single highlight, there was some sort of dramatic organ riff. Did you hear it?
I was,
every single one was like Punishment Oregon. Organ. Not Oregon Trail. That would be a different thing. Punishment Oregon should be the new nickname for the Trailblazers, honestly. But no, I think in this case, it was like just the organ of punishment playing after every strikeout.
Listen, if I could have an organ in my house and it wouldn't disturb my neighbors, I would let the organ do work.
You would have an organ in your house?
Yeah.
I want to play guitar, but yeah, same idea.
Yeah, just something ominous. There's something ominous about the tones of the organ. And the organist doing
it. I just love
thing.
The organ of punishment. The organ of punishment.
A lot of people would name a body part. But in my case, I'm definitely thinking of like the musical instrument, the organ. Jameson Taillon went 6 1/3. He gave up just 2 earned runs, 3 hits, had only 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. But it's the way he was able to just dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge when it came to knowing how to throw against the Reds. And again, just the way he's able to reinvent himself, Marshall. And we know he's like, oh, this year I'm going to try the sweeper. No, that's not going to work. I'll have a clunker here and there in the beginning of the season, but let's try something different. We talked about it with Ian Happ last week, but before we revisit that, just listen to how he talked about it after the win yesterday.
Like right now, it's kind of status quo. Just keep my head down, knockout starts. I can get through lineups, you know, with my pitch mix and command and my preparation and, you know, watching video on guys and stuff. But I do feel like lately the sweeper hasn't felt very good, but at least now my curveball is a lot better than it has been as a Cub. So it's like you can't have it all. You know, that's kind of the perks of throwing six pitches, and also a downside is it's hard to maintain all of them all the time. So it'd be nice if I had that pitch a little sharper, but you know, I have other pitches and other things I can do to get guys out.
Oh, you know, just casual.
So I got five pitches. Other pitches to choose from at this
okay,
one doesn't
you
work out.
Darvish. Like, what's happening there?
Listen, Jameson Taillon, and the thing is, he's not overpowering because he's pitching six and a third and only striking out two guys, right? But and the other thing is, he does lead the major leagues in home runs allowed, and the one he gave up yesterday was a doozy. But I thought for a moment before Ella De La Cruz went deep down the right field line that perhaps he was going to escape without giving up a home run. It didn't matter though, because the offense was good enough to get you some runs.
I know, and poor Ella De La Cruz, after the passing of his sister playing yesterday, I felt that must have been heartbreaking, and I can't imagine trying to go to work after that.
He powered through, and we'll see exactly how that affects him going forward, but it's hard to go to work after something that traumatic, let's be honest. But
to have any focus, and he was able to do so.
Just a sad state of things, really. I mean, the personal life and the blend with playing sports specifically is always weird because fans are weird about it.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be fans, if he didn't play yesterday, have been like, oh, why aren't you playing? Like, what? Because they've been talking about their props or their fantasy baseball team or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's a different discussion.
Human beings just play the game.
Yeah, empathy for him, because that was incredibly difficult to know and then watch and then see what happens, and you hit that home run the way you do. It's just, yeah, got to separate the athlete from the actual person there. But regardless, yes, he gave up that home run to Ellie De La Cruz, who had a lot going on yesterday, to say the very least. But it just stands to realize how this has been really symbiotic when it comes to the Cubs needing the most out of him at a time where their 1 and 2 are down. And then Jameson Taillon coming through and not only answering that call, but saying, I'm going to go 6+ for you. I'm going to try everything I can to make sure I do to help keep that bullpen as fresh as possible. That's something that he's talked about, their responsibility. And then not only that, but X and Y were not working against these particular batters, so I'm going to try something different. And that's where the kick change comes from. We've talked about it a little bit, but let's go back and listen to what Ian Happ told us last week at Brick House about a guy he knows very well working on his craft.
That's super impressive. I think his ability, when I was on the IL, I was able to stand in on one of his bullpens and just some of the things he was working on, and his ability to throw, you know, 5, 6, 7 pitches and to do it in a way that it's not easy at this point in your career to add something. You know, he's been really successful over the course of his career. He's been out there and he's had great years, and he gives you a chance to win every time he's out. And so to keep adding things, hey, I don't think I'm being as successful against, or I don't have this pitch to lefties. Well, here, let's try this changeup, and to find a feel for it and to be able to do it. And this year, he had been really successful with the backdoor cutter last year. This year, guys were kind of, lefties were hitting his backdoor cutter, and to be able to say, well, maybe I need to make a change to that. Maybe I need to throw more curveballs or more sweepers or more of this other pitch plus a kick change to lefties to be more successful. The hip shot sinker he's been able to execute a bunch of times this year, and just to continue to build his arsenal and continue to think through the game start to start is pretty impressive. And I think you've seen the results of that and just how consistent and how effective he's been. And it's in the game today, it's really easy to highlight and get super excited about the guys that go out and give you 7 innings, 8 innings, and they have a 0.8 ERA. Like, yeah, that's awesome. It's fantastic. There's only a handful of guys in baseball who are able to do that. A guy that goes out every day, gives you quality starts every fifth day, where it's 2 runs, it's 3 runs, it's 6 innings, it's 7 innings, and you're just always in the baseball game. And with our offense and our lineup, like, that is so huge for us to be able to, he goes out there and we know we're going to be in the game in the 6th or 7th inning. It's really fun to play behind.
Yeah, and you know what happens then after that? They get to the other team's bullpen and wreck shop.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I like the rec shop aspect of this. And when you have a starter on your team that's getting six plus, that means that they're not wrecking shop on your bullpens because you're probably going to have higher leverage guys in there when they finally enter the game. This was his fourth straight quality start. Over his last three starts, the man's ERA is a 1.83. He's gone at least six innings in each of those starts. And without Shota Imanaga, someone had to step up and not necessarily be an ace type, but just be a guy that could keep you literally in the game.
De facto ace is acting like ace in responsibility.
That's a fair way to put it.
He took all the responsibility and he's like, cool, okay, I'm going to work on some things. Be right back. And then that's what's happened. How do you feel about the pitching mix that we saw yesterday? So it was Taillon going 6 1/3. Then it was Caleb Thielbar, who technically gets the hold. That is 2/3 of an inning. I always say technically because that was a Scott Boras-induced stat. Sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't. Then you had Ryan Pressly throw an inning. And then after that, you had Ryan Brazier come into the game, which I get it. It was at the time like a lower leverage situation, and we see the Reds score one run off of him. But again, just knowing how to use your resources when it's high leverage, like when Thielbar came in on a relief of Taillon, and then knowing when to back off. Ryan Pressly comes in, and how did you feel about his outing that we saw?
I was back on board with Ryan Pressly after seeing him. Do you know that's his ninth straight outing without giving up a run?
There it is.
Not only is it his ninth straight outing after giving up a run, of course, we remember the eight runs he gave up the time before those nine, and that's what the issue was.
Clunker.
But he looked like a guy back in command. 15 pitches to get three outs. He struck out the side. There was swing and miss stuff involved, and he's had more of that over his last three or four appearances where guys are swinging at pitches and missing. That's like the most important thing. Yes, it's cool if you can induce flyouts, ground outs.
No, it is not double cool. Play balls. I don't think flyball outs are cool anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, it's cool if the wind's blowing in like it was this past weekend in Wrigley.
When you hear the solid contact and you get up and you're like, okay.
Saved at the warning track?
Yeah. 2 minutes. Like hard hit balls, no. I'll take the ground ball outs and the strikeouts, thanks.
So for me, it's like, okay, he seems like he's closer to moving back into a position in which he can be useful in high leverage. He came in a low leverage situation. He pitched the eighth inning of a 7-2 ball game after the Cubs had just scored two runs the inning prior. But the thing was, you talked about Brazier coming in the ninth. Here's why I don't like that Brazier gave up the run. The positive side, that was the first run the Cubs bullpen had given up on the entire homestand. That's one.
Homestand?
As in like six games. They made it to two outs before they gave up their first bullpen run.
I thought for sure they gave up one against the Rockies.
Did they?
Yeah, I think it was the game we were at.
Maybe so. Maybe
was that the or was
maybe
that,
it was just the series.
Yeah,
oh, you're right. They scored in the 11th. Yeah. They scored in the 11th.
Yeah.
But the point being, now Daniel Palencia has to get up. I didn't like that. Now, there's an off day today, but if they had a game today and Daniel Palencia had to get up, and that might be a reason he can't pitch today and tomorrow, two games in a row, that's problematic. That's really problematic. So I get it. You guys got to get work, right? But I like the idea of there being more high leverage options for Craig Counsell. And he's kind of created and cultivated a buffet of guys where before, when Porter Hodge went down, you're wondering, what are they going to do? A week later, that's not really an issue.
Well, it hasn't been. And that's it. It's not necessarily managing like this is game seven of the World Series. It's managing knowing that you can get through X, Y, and Z right now to get you to get into the playoffs. Like that to me is the essence of what people compliment Craig Counsell about. You know, that's it, is trying to find the best way to get from point A to B. What's amusing to me is people forget how many times Joe Maddon actually did that. You know, the famous Travis, it's not Wood. Who am I thinking of? It was Wood, but what was his
David first? Eckstein.
No, not David Eckstein. Who was playing left, the reliever? 2016.
What about Danks?
Was definitely not him. Which, by the way, we had a big discussion about Danks because Danks got paid. So, like, it was never going to be what about Danks because people knew. But that kind of takes the fun out of it. Point being that that was something that we saw Maddon do from time to time, was get weird. You know, he wouldn't be afraid to use people in different scenarios. Confident about what he saw out of his leadoff hitter. But after that, you know, he would get creative. And I think we do see that a little bit when it comes to how Craig Counsell is managing these guys, especially when it comes to not being afraid to use certain people in certain innings. There might be no better example than how we have seen everybody ever pitch in the ninth this week.
I don't know that that's a great thing. I like the idea of Palencia or Keller Palencia. Like, if you had to stack, hey, the Cubs have a one-run lead and it's bullpen time, 7, 8, 9, what are you doing?
It was Travis Wood in left field. I hadn't said his name in forever. It didn't feel right.
So I don't think that...
You're right.
Craig Counsell necessarily has guys he has to use in different situations, but I do like the idea of an ordered 7, 8, 9.
Also, you just got a diversified bullpen. That's the other thing. It doesn't necessarily have to do with handedness. It's the fact that you have a guy throwing 100. You have three former starting pitchers who have all reinvented themselves. So you know they can be flexible. You have guys who were in the minor leagues and then they came back. Same dude throwing 100. You have somebody who's homegrown who has taught you that he's valuable in high-stress situations, and a guy like Porter Hodge. You got a veteran that you traded for in Ryan Pressly, who I think has said to us, even this show, that he hates losing so much that you know it bothered him, most likely. So then he's going to fight his way back into figuring out how he fits into this and has been doing the job that he's been asked to do ever since. Yeah, that's a big piece of this. I wonder if we get to the bottom of that a little bit more this week, just as a reporting crew. I know they're going away and it's on the road, but that seems like a discussion where at some point you want to ask Pressly about what he's been doing that's been working, you know?
Well, what he's doing is working. The specifics of it, I am genuinely curious about, but it seems like Craig Counsell has this bullpen in as good a shape as it's been in all season long, and that's without Porter Hodge.
Also, I just can't believe that I'm talking about a good, consistent Cubs bullpen. I don't know that I can say it all because I don't want to jinx it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.